Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week of the Pushing Media Podcast, episode 4, and I am joined by a special man, Mr. Shep. How you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. For you guys at home, as you can tell, what a title. And a little background about him quickly. He's obviously the owner of Nversity, an esports organisation, and entertainment. You do content on the side here and there, don't you?
Yeah, do a little bit of content, yeah, every now and then. A few streams, but mainly stick to all going in these days.
I love that. So in this episode, guys, you're going to learn all about the history and the future of what Shep has planned and, you know, his thoughts behind the whole, you know, owning and what he does and get up to now. But of course, before we get into that, quick shout out to Social Esports. Thank you for you guys for powering this podcast and powering Pushing Media every single week in and out. Obviously, this would not be possible without you guys. And I'm talking, you know, I'll give him a little shout. I'm talking to you, Jamie, so you get happy. But to get involved with it. So Shep, the owner of Nversity. Now, I think you corrected me earlier. What I had is, you founded it in 2018, but there's a little bit of something else that isn't there.
Yeah, so back in the day, like obviously there's been numerous organisations like with Expired Second Wave that I founded and literally did all the work behind it, created the name. Well, not necessarily the name, but we created the brand. We thought of the name behind it. So with Expire, I thought of the name. Second Wave, Ross thought of the name. And Nversity was really, really weird on how it was founded. My friends Morgan and Dan, also known, most people probably know them as Fade Remedy and Fluked, they actually founded the name Nversity and they made the Twitter. Yeah. They were going to create an org called Nversity, but they never actually did anything with it. I was thinking about getting back into org owning. Morgan said to me, well, I've got a name, I've got a brand, I've got a Twitter. All you need to do is rebrand the whole thing and you've got everything there. It's already got about 20 followers. I said, All right, cool, let's do it. So that's how we came up with the name Nversity. Ross had the idea of bringing a few people in. I had a few ideas of what I wanted to do. And that's how Nversity founded on the 1st of January 2019.
So it was the 1st January 2019.
Yeah, it was, you're
very close to your birthday.
Yeah, it's coming up to a year already. It's crazy to think.
Does it feel like a year?
It doesn't. That's the weird thing. It feels like so much longer. Like it's been going on. Like I said to Louisa the other day, she said we were talking about how long Nversity's been around, and she said, oh yeah, it's been ages, hasn't it? It's been years. Well, a year and a half. And I said, but it hasn't. It got founded this year.
Yeah.
It just feels like a lifetime of Nversity. It's great. The past year, there's been so many ups and downs, but I would say we're at a stable place now where we can finally say, right, we've almost been here a year. Let's start causing some chaos.
I respect it. Now, obviously, you are powered by Armour. They are obviously
indeed.
Jerseys and apparel. Is it? Or
everything, really. Everything. Jerseys, T-shirts, jumpers, sweatshirts, jackets. They do everything. They've done incredibly well. Like, the team's so supportive with everything. Really, really good. The jerseys and jackets, the designs are phenomenal. Yeah. And as you can probably tell, you've seen them in real life as well. Like, they literally look exactly like the pictures.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're wearing? I know it's not released yet, and you're wearing it a bit early.
wearing it a bit early. There's a lot of things that I wanted to release that we've meant to have released. Yeah. We were meant to release this jumper 2 months ago. But with so many things that have happened, we just haven't had... Yeah. We haven't been able to release the jumper, and it's not just the jumper. There's other things that come with the jumper. There's so many more exciting things. It really annoys me because I really want to release it. There's numerous times where I've just been like, should I just do it? But I don't want to just do it. I want it to be perfect. I want it the way I want it.
Mm-hmm. That's completely understandable. At the end of the day, it's an organization, which is your baby, which I've touched upon many times myself, and speaking to other org owners, obviously it's yours, it's how you want to do it. Like, it's your eyesight, it's how you see it going. So obviously you're gonna do it that way. But I am gonna ask, Is there any sort of like a clue, hint, or anything you can drop something a little bit early for the stream here? Could be like 29 viewers. Is there anything that you can release, or is it are you completely want to shut it off?
Fuck it. You know what? Fuck it. Ooh. Right. It's a big company.
It's a big company.
That we're going to be working with. That is all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything else. But the people that have seen it and the people that know what we're working on, they will agree with me that it's something people would look at and go, how? What? Like,
yeah.
But we're ready. Well, when we are ready, we hope you guys are ready for it as well.
I mean, I can confirm it is tasty, but I started to sort of... I wanted to see if I could push you for the stream. But we got it out there. Now, of course, obviously, the Twitter at 508 followers, of course, congratulations on 500, the first.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, yeah, every 100 is a milestone, but you know when you get to that 500, the 1,000, the 1.5, the 2, it's always that little extra bit because you're halfway.
Well, I mean, we're no future, but we're never actually...
I've never heard of them, so...
any organisation I've owned, I don't even think we've hit 1,000. Just under 1,000. I think we got. I've never actually. 1,000's the goal.
Yeah, I mean, it's
time to do it now. Time to do it. Grind time.
Now, your YouTube channel, of course, 14 subs. You actually dropped a video the other day. It was the release and the announcement of your content.
Literally yesterday, yeah.
It was yesterday, yeah. So the release of your content team, and obviously the other YouTube video you have there was under the radar. That was, of course, your CWI London episode.
Yeah.
Which was released about 2 months, 3 months ago now, was it? Somewhere around that.
I don't even know when it was released.
He's just gonna double check that real quick because you don't even know.
That was close.
Because that was to do with your CDB relevant for obviously Black Ops 4.
Yeah, it was it was a month ago. One month ago.
And of course, talking about your content team and the brand new stream team you got in, of course, I have got the list here. I think I'm saying this right. Is it Cavster?
Cavster, yeah.
Cavster, so you got Cavster, you picked up Johnny, who I know very well. I always thought this was like your cousin or something, Shep Albee.
Very close. He's my brother. Yeah.
Is he actually?
He's my brother.
Whoa, I did not know that, so I was actually going for a long haul there, but yeah. Shep Albee, is it little brother?
Little brother, yeah.
So is that what Albee stands for?
Little brother, that's what it stands for.
That is sick. So you got your little brother in as well, that's fantastic. You got Brad, who I've spoke to a few times, Tempos, and of course, Amy. So I just want to sort of get into your thoughts about what was you actually looking for trying to go into this team, because... We'll touch up a little bit later on about, you know, the patch you went through in the varsity. You went through a little dry patch and you was unsure with yourself what you was doing.
Yeah.
Obviously, moving forward, you found your love for it again. You found what you want to do. And, of course, picking up the stream team, it's a solid stream team, I might add, as well. So what was your thoughts? Like, there's a specific thing you're looking for, or was it just you?
I would generally love to take credit for the content team that's been brought in. But... the content team, I wouldn't have been able to bring in the content team without Floppy Penguin, aka Josh. I wouldn't have been able to bring in this team. Josh brings so much that he has brought. The ideas that we have that, again, we are going to release, but we can't release it yet. We're gonna wait. Jamie's watching this, and Jamie will know what we've got, what we want to release. But this is... Like I said, I can't take credit for the content team. I don't, as much as I would love to take credit, the only people that I can really say I brought in is Johnny and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I've been speaking to Johnny. I spoke to Johnny before he even joined Future.
Yeah.
This was months ago. And I spoke to Johnny and I said, like, look, Johnny, I'm really, really interested in you. I feel like we could build something. And at the time... we were going through our rough patch, so I can't even say to Johnny, look, you didn't join then, I don't want you now. Because I've always wanted Johnny. He's really, really funny.
100%.
Really, really good on social media. His streams are, like, quality. Each individual streamer/content creator under Niversity brings a different versatile aspect and such raw potential and can grow in so many different areas. That is why I've brought in each, well, I say I, but like Josh, yeah. Mainly Josh.
I get what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Like with my brother, like I really had doubts about my brother about bringing him into university. I was really, he's family. I was really hesitant. I felt like,
was that sort of a protective thing then, or
I wouldn't say it's more that. I would say it's more the fact that I wanted him to stick to his guns and what he wanted to do, because yeah. He was very like, oh, I'll stream one day, and then he won't stream, and now he's finding that rhythm. Now university is more motivated. He's got those more people around him. The ideas that I've presented to him that he's now implementing, he's now got that motivation and starting to see so much progress with him. And I'm glad, because like I said, I was so hesitant about bringing him in just for the fact that he is my family, and I felt like I'd sway more towards him if there was any sort of beef or any sort of...
Yeah, I get that.
Do you know what I mean? So that's why I was really hesitant about bringing in a brother, but
yeah, it's understandable. But before we go further and obviously talk about all the people and additions you've added to university, I sort of want to touch upon, as I just said before, that the rough patch you went through. So obviously you had that stage in university doing completely well, you know, it was all guns firing, you was thriving, you were doing fantastic. So I just sort of want to know what in your mind and what in your thoughts happened, because obviously from what everybody's seen in the community, you sort of took a downslide a bit, and then obviously you was a bit unaware of what you wanted to do yourself.
Yeah, so I had, like, going into, like, CWO London, everyone looked at us and they thought, ah, it's a good org, they're growing, like, they're getting there. And as myself, I felt like I took such a massive egotistical approach to everything, where I thought we're the up and coming org, we're doing really, really well.
Yeah.
I feel like we're untouchable. We're something that we weren't, but I felt maybe we're Optic. Like that's how I felt in the AM scene. But we were nowhere near that. I had such an egotistical approach, and especially after CWO London, like with placing top 16, I thought, we're doing bits here. We're incredible. Like, don't think anyone can touch us. I think the main thing that went through my head is, after all the teams that went to London, we placed better than anyone apart from SNG and Legion with Chakster and Co.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it was more an egotistical thing. After that, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, especially because a week or so after London, the team split.
Yeah.
After going CWO London, me making my first appearance at like an event, and I live in Guernsey, so I've got to fly over, and it cost me like a lot of money and stuff. It hit me quite hard, the fact that they left, and I was just... went from so much to effectively nothing. That was, at the time, that was the main core university. It was Call of Duty. That was what everything was surrounding. Our fan base, our content, everything was surrounded by our COD team.
What was the reason they left? Because I know after they left, I know that you and Ross Voltic, who was the other owner at the time, I think Voltic took it. From the tweets I seen from him, he just really, he was blaming himself. And the tweets I seen from him was stuff like, oh, it was all my fault that they've left, etc. So I actually never understood or knew the reason. I'm not sure a lot of people did actually, why they split or why they left. Can you shed a little bit of light on that?
Yeah, so obviously after CWO London, everyone had a fantastic event. But the main person that most people would say that outshone the rest, but personally, in my opinion, I don't agree with it. I think everyone had their equal playing time at London, and everyone played extremely well. But most people thought that Callum played extremely well, and he was really, really underrated. And he got approached by Atlas Lions, and it was his chance to play with people that he's wanted to play with for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure at the time it was Beanbag, Hixie, People that we actually outplaced at the event, and Callum wanted to take him up on that offer, and Frim also had an offer as well, which he wanted to take. So there was two different aspects, and they did decide that, okay, we'll just look for one player. And then after a day of looking for that one player, Frim decided to leave. And then I can't remember who else, but then someone else decided to leave, and that was it. That was the team done, no matter what me and Ross could do.
Yeah.
That's where the passion of running Niversity came in, and what really hit me and Ross, because we were like, everything that we had is gone in a matter of a week.
Mm-hmm.
What we had and what we now don't have.
So is that essentially what made you sort of like go take that spiral downwards within the org? And
I would say there's numerous things on why we spiraled, but I would say that was the start of the spiral.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, obviously, you had that spiral, and I know that, I mean, now I don't own Future, I'm happy to discuss these matters. Obviously, you was having a spiral, I was having a spiral at the same time. We talked about a merger, etc. And then you turned around and said to me, do you know what, I can't do it. Niversity is my baby, I'm going to stick at it.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, thank heavens you did, because, one, I'm out of the game. and two, you are doing excellent now. Now, to touch on how you are doing excellent, you come back, of course, I'm going to talk about your brand-new management team first and foremost. So you brought in Mikey and Dizay as the... Was it directors?
Both directors, yeah.
So you brought them as directors. You have Decrypts as general manager. And I'm Floppy Penguin. Is your head of content, right?
Head of content.
So going into your directors... How was this sort of a approach? Obviously, Mikey and Dizay, you know, they're very known in the scene. So how was it? I'm sort of more interested in how your mind works to know what you want, if you know what I mean. So anybody can approach you and say, you know, I'm happy to do this for you. I'm happy to be a head of content for you. What is it in your mind that you was looking for within these certain individuals to do?
Well, with Matt, I've worked with Matt. I've played against Matt in this game. Like I most people would say running an organization is not a game, but with certain individuals, like back in the day, like when it was like Black Ops 3 days, Xbox days, it was a game. It was all of us competing against each other. Who was the better org? Like it was Expire, it was Evade, it was Avoid, Radiant. There was like we were all competing against each other, and Matt was the owner of Evade. And I know what Matt can do. And when Matt puts his mind to something and he's fully committed, I know what I want out of him. And I will. Yeah. Matt knows the side that he can bring out. But I just feel like after Evade shutting down, he's a bit hesitant on bringing that side out of him. But I will bring that side of Matt out again. And when he does, when that side does get brought out of him, it's curtains.
And on Mikey as well.
Mikey, I've always liked Mikey's approach. His social media approach and aspect of everything.
He's a positive guy.
Extremely positive guy. He's incredible and like he's such a lovely guy. Like, you speak to him and there's no... He's just one of those people you can't hate.
Yeah.
And I feel like Mikey can bring so much to the team, especially with his social media aspect, where the following that he has, that he brings... And that's just from being an owner. To come to Niversity and bring that aspect. Like, ever since we've announced Mikey, our impressions, not necessarily our impressions either, but the likes, the retweets on every single announcement, every single post we do.
Yeah.
Our past three announcements have had 40 plus likes on it. And I wouldn't say they're like, we've just announced a new deal with Iron Brew or something like that. They're not massive, massive announcements.
So we're talking stuff like the announcement of the Call of Duty team, the stream team, etc. Stuff like that.
They've just done...
The normal day-to-day organisation.
Yeah, and I would definitely say that's due to Mikey's social media aspect, which is incredible. He just brings... I just feel like he'll bring so much more to the team.
Yeah. Just to confirm, you have nothing in the pipeline about Iron Brew, no?
Can't disclose. No, I'm joking. No.
of course, the Eclipse as well, your general manager. So yeah. Once again, your thoughts going into that and obviously what you picked him and picked him up.
Yeah. So Brandon, actually, because I still thought he was in Buzzkill.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't, obviously. But it was really, really weird because I thought, like I said, I thought he was in Buzzkill. Sorry, I got a message and I got distracted. phone turned over. I thought he was in Buzzkill and he approached me and I said, aren't you in Buzzkill? And the last thing that I want is, as Nick Lethal says, hunting season. That's the last thing I want. I don't want that.
Yeah.
And I don't want beef with any other organizations. Like if you're in socially, staying socially, I don't want anything like that. I'm not about that. But Brandon basically approached me and just said, look, I really, really want to work with you. This is what I can bring. And I listened to what he had to say, and I really liked what he had to say. So I thought you'd be a really good aspect to the team and brought him along as well.
I respect. And of course, Flappy Penguin, you spoke about earlier, been doing together so far. Moving into your esports roster, you was heavily based in Call of Duty. That's realistically all you had back then, and that was to cause your downward spiral when that sort of folded. Now, though, it's not just Call of Duty. You are heavily in FIFA, and I think you have been for quite a while now. You've always...
Yeah.
It's the one thing I noticed from the Versi is you, like, to any other organization, you guys are in there with FIFA, like swimwear, like, yous are there. Like, anything I see about the tweet, it's FIFA.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you had a great roster of Fortnite players beforehand, before you obviously parted ways with those roster, players. Now you've entered yourself back into Fortnite. So, FIFA, Fortnite, Call of Duty. Why? Why those games, etc.?
It's not just going to be those games as well.
Yeah.
We're planning on venturing into other games as well.
Are we in Intel? Any games that we can know that you're currently looking at?
I can't, because that's the thing. Because
yeah, no, it's understandable. I just have to try to get it out of you.
You're always going to try. It's not going to happen. But it's weird because all the games that we're in,
mm-hmm.
I like to know the esport that we're in.
Yeah. And
the only reason I ventured back into Fortnite is because I've been watching and studying Fortnite for the past 2-3 weeks. And I'm starting to understand it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've got a good general knowledge of Fortnite now. And that's something I want to grow. Like, Fortnite is where it's at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, you can grow so much of Fortnite, especially, like, single players, solo players. Like, look at Booga, for instance. He's grown massively.
Mm-hmm.
With Call of Duty, that's my soul. That's where I was originated from. I used to compete back in the day. And it was something that I was really, really passionate about. I'd still say I've got quite a lot of knowledge. I can recognize good players when I see them. And it's just something that I love watching and I love playing as well.
Yeah.
But FIFA, that's just a different breed for me. I love watching FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could sit there all day and watch FIFA. Don't ask me to play it because my controller will be across the room, but I love watching FIFA. Like,
yeah.
All of the FIFA players that we've got, they are incredible. The mindset is incredible. They know where they're at. If they're not there now, they will be there in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Strife said to me, he said, sorry, Harry, if you're watching and you don't want me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. He said, I'm thinking about quitting. And he goes, I'm not playing good FIFA. My head is not there. I don't know what I can do to improve. And I said to him, record your games. Record them. Go back through them. I will sit in a call with you until 3 o'clock in the morning and go to work the next morning just so you understand what you're doing wrong. Mm-hmm. So we will break your gameplay down and we will go through it. And that, since then, Harry's improved. He's now got himself in that mindset where he knows what he can do, he knows what he should be doing, and he's progressing. And it's exactly the same with James. They're both incredible individuals who can make it to that level and will make it to that level. And then you've got Lucas as well. Lucas has been... I've known Lucas for a good couple of years, but he was part of our FIFA group when we all used to play FIFA.
Yeah.
And only OGs will remember the bench warmers. Quite a lot of people won't know what that means, but that was our little FIFA group back in the day. And Lucas was part of that, but then loads of things happened. Lucas just stopped like talking to us, things like that. And he was like 13, 14 at the time. And now my man's out here smashing 29s and 1s every weekend. Like, the guy's insane. And same with Healy. Healy's gone back and he's done 60-0 over 2 weeks. 30-0. He's absolutely insane. Same with Lee. Lee has got so much potential as well. Kyle as well. Kyle's the granddad of FIFA. This guy was in Mirage back in the day, but he's incredible as well. He's just as good.
So that pretty much sums up. I was literally going to read off the roster, but you. Thank you. Obviously, one thing you used to be in with FIFA was FIFA Pro Clubs. That's something you heavily sided in the verse. I think FIFA 19.
FIFA 19, yeah.
So FIFA 20, is that something you're looking to venture into again, or you're just going to keep it how you've got, you know, like the rival divisions, etc., and just the solo players that you have?
Well, when FIFA actually got released, we were planning on having a Pro Clubs team. We were planning on keeping exactly the same manager that we had carrying over from FIFA 19. But I would love to say I know what happened. But I really don't. I was talking to him one day and talking to him the next, and just got ignored. And I was like, okay, whatever. But the Pro Clubs, it can either be really good for you or really bad, because that scene is, I'd say, it's definitely worse than COD. There's so many.
You're talking like toxic, yeah, toxic.
Like extremely toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I don't really see what there is in Pro Clubs that can actually bring more to diversity.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's worth it anymore.
It's completely understandable. Now, obviously, Fortnite, you literally just announced that. Was it 2 days ago?
2-3 days ago, yeah.
So you now have picked up, I think I'm saying it right, Virgos and Jacob?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
So how was it you came out to find them? Obviously, you just shed your light and, you know, you're now, you're knowledged on Fortnite. You've been watching it quite a bit. So obviously, that is why you ventured back into Fortnite. But specifically these two players alone, how was it you literally come out to find them? Was it a scouting,
session? It wasn't that. That's the only thing. It was more the fact that Jacob actually came to me.
Yeah.
And we were just talking back and forth. And I really, really liked what he had to say. And he sent me like his resume and all his achievements and what he's done. Exactly the same with Virgos and the placings that they've had. And the way they approached me, for me, it's all about approach. If you just message me saying, yo, can I join? No.
Yeah.
Bye. The way they approach me as well, I really, really like the way they approach me. The way they talked. When I say talked, I mean the way they presented themselves. I really, really liked it. And I just feel like it's something we can really, really work on and something that we can progress in as well.
I respect it. Obviously, Call of Duty, some people might not be familiar with these players, but of course, as a caster, I'm pretty well versed on these players. And one thing, once again, you've had quite a lot of familiar, strong Call of Duty teams in your past, and going into Modern Warfare now, you are not stopping here. So the announcement you dropped a few days ago, last week, was you've now picked up Ginge, Oijugs, Rezzy, Cameron, and Destiny. Once again, how did this one come about?
I've always been really, really good friends with Reds.
Yeah.
Like just from playing COD back from the Expire days. Like, I've been really, really good friends with Rez. And Rez just messaged me and he said, are you still looking for a team? I said, yeah, we are. We had about 7 teams approach us. And there was some really, really good rosters within the 7 teams, but the team that I feel like I could work with the most was Rezzy's team. Like, I've had Jake underneath me. I've had Jake under Diversity before.
Yeah.
And, shut up. Jake under Diversity before. I've had.
That's gonna be a big clip.
Yeah, that is that. Yeah. That is God. For fuck's sake. I've had reds underneath my orgs as well.
Yeah.
And like just so many things, and like I just feel like they're like really, really good lads, loads of potential there as well, and just want to work with them and make sure I can get the most out of them that I can.
Completely understandable. Now, of course, guys, for you guys at home, we've got a few questions getting into a bit later to ask Shep, but if you guys want to put anything in the Twitch chat right now, we'll be going off them as we now go to into our further questions. So feel free to drop them in the Twitch chat. Of course, you can find the link on Twitter, which we tweet out from Pushing Media, if you want to drop it there. But now that's sort of the we've sort of covered the history and present of Niversity. Now the future. You spoke about you going into different esports. Obviously, not going to disclose that, which is understandable. Content. Obviously, you've released a YouTube video yesterday, so we can all expect the content coming back for Niversity. And obviously, as you said, you've got Flappy Penguin in now. Used to are doing incredible things together. So in the terms of content and moving forward, is there more that we can expect?
You'll be expecting a lot more content. There's so many things that I've just brainstormed, things that I want to do, things that I'm going to make possible, things that I'm going to bring to the table, which people will look at and go, okay. Yeah. And so, someone that really, really helped me in that aspect, in looking at that aspect, was Cryrosy, Jamie.
Big shout out to Cryrosy as well, by the way. If you didn't know, he does run all of our streams for the podcast. So well done. You're not useless, son.
Anyway, he really, really opened my eyes to it when he said, like, Radiant, fantastic example. I didn't really understand what he was saying until he explained it, but Radiant's stepped out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
And they really did, especially with doing the trying to do the longest stream that's ever happened. That's true. And he really, really opened my eyes to that and thinking, yeah, let's step out of our comfort zone. Let's do things that people wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Let's get the ball rolling. Let's do this. And massive thanks to Jamie for that as well.
Jamie has always got a great eye for content. But you know what I'm going to ask now, obviously. What sort of ideas can we be expecting for content? Anything you can release? Say that's not too heavy and not too big. Like the little plans. Is there anything that you can sort of sway towards for us?
You won't be seeing a lot of singular content, per se. You'll be seeing a lot of, like, all the members, but you'll be seeing a lot of different members partaking in content that's going to be happening. I don't want to disclose too much because
it's understandable.
Quite a few ideas that I don't want people to get ideas on. So
that's completely understandable. You have to be a closed book. Morta, can we expect to see you there? We know you have a ticket. You are looking to sell the tickets, so there's no chance of we're going to see.
You may do. I mean, Malta's in what? A week?
2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Ideally, I would like to sell my Malta ticket. If I can't, at the end of the day, it's money. I'll earn more money. Money will come back in.
But is there any way you can get like a last minute team or? That's the worst case scenario, realistically.
The only way I really want to send a team is if I know we're going to get something out of it. When I say get something out of it, money I don't care about. I don't care about the money. I just want like something that we can grow on, something that we don't just go, oh yeah, they placed third at Malta, and that was it. But I don't want that. I want to grow off a LAN event. I don't want to just sit back like we have done in the past. This is why I'm not just picking some random team. I want to see a team that I can look at and go, I can work with it. Like Rezzy and Jake or Cameron. I think it's Cameron, actually. They're actually going to Malta. They're going under Obtained or something like that. So if the whole team was going, then they would be going. They would be using the ticket and they would be going. But I don't really see an interest in going, to be honest.
That's fair enough. Now, of course, you talk about content, your new ideas for venturing into different esports. Is there anything else we expect? Of course, you spoke about your apparel a bit earlier on. If you have just tuned into the stream, Shep did release a little bit of a teaser that he has a big company in the works that he's working with for the apparel for Niversity.
Yeah.
So obviously you've got new esports you're going to venture into, you have your content, and of course you've got your apparel. Is there anything else that, you know, we can sort of expect for the future in the verse? Of course, obviously the continuous of the grind. But is there anything else that you have specifically planned or that you're going to sort of move into?
The apparel is the main thing that I really, really want to get released. Like I said, it was meant to get released like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So I want that released. There's so many times, especially with the Buzzkill drop, and I was like, that merch is sick. Merch is awesome. Like, whoever designed them, I think it might have been Lloydie. Props Lloydie, like.
I think it was.
Their apparel is sick. Mm-hmm. Not just the drop that they've recently just done, but their just apparel in general. Their apparel is sick. Like, I don't really have much to say. I want people to have exactly the same reaction to our apparel as what I've just had with Buzzkill. That's what I want. That's all I want.
I get you. Now, this is where it gets juicy, guys, for you at home. I almost completely missed this, so we're looking at Shep and Jamie are on the ball. But this question, inevitably, well, it wasn't going to come up because I forgot. But if I remembered, it was going to come up, and now you guys are going to get a scoop down at home. Yes, of course, we're talking about Ross, Voltic, and Matrix. Now, we spoke earlier about the downward spiral about, you know, in the verse, you had a little bit of a rough patch. And then you decided to take upon, you know, because you were the CEO, you are the owner. Dropped Voltic from owning the verse with you.
Yeah.
Explain.
It was extremely hard, and it was a decision that I didn't take lightly.
Yeah.
It was more after London, which... that's when it started. Obviously, with the team going down. Right, I'm not gonna go too deep into it because it's not my business. But Ross had a lot of personal things that were going on, and I would ask him if he could do something, and he said, "Yeah, I'll do it." And then I'd ask him a couple of days later, "Have you done this? We need it today." "No, I haven't done it. I haven't even started it." Stuff like that. Like I said, I understand that he had things that were going on.
Yeah. But
like I said to him, there's certain expectations that need to be made when running an organization. If you don't have the time, then looking back on the messages, I was just not holding back. I was extremely rude to Ross. Like, extremely rude. And I was I basically just said to him, if you don't have the time for it, go. Get out. I don't want you here. I said, I've asked you time and time again to do stuff and you're not doing it. You're not pulling your weight. I said, I want you gone. Leave. And looking back on it, it was extremely rude and I should not have, especially with what he was going through. I should not have spoken to him about that. Like that. And yeah, I do regret the way that I spoke to him because he was my guy. He was my duo. Everything. I would speak to Ross. Ross would be the person I'd speak to about anything.
Yeah,
I'd speak to Ross every day. Like, we would call every couple of days, or if not every day. Like, we used to speak all the time, and I'd say I sort of ruined that friendship with the fact that the way I spoke to him and the way that I didn't take his approach in the best way that I could, which was completely understandable in why he didn't want to talk to me and for a certain period of time, and it's understandable. I'm just glad to see him back in the game now.
Yeah, so to confirm now, yous are all squishies, yous are friends again, it's all fine.
Yeah, we're friends. I wouldn't say that we weren't friends even after everything that happened, but...
you just went for that period without talking.
Yeah, it was just we had to squish it in the end, because at the end of the day, it's esports, and I wanted my friend back, and I'm glad that I got him back.
Yeah.
Not the way I wanted.
And of course, during the time of, you know, when you was in your debate of the stop, or go, do I pause, etc. At that point, you was publicly saying that you wanted Ross back, obviously, to, you know, come back and help Owen run university. I'm guessing at that moment, you were talking again, and I'm guessing his personal issues was all fine. But obviously, I believe he went on to compete, and then that was his next sort of where he wanted to go. And
he said to me that he wanted to focus on competing.
Yeah. So that was the reason why essentially never come back to help and run.
I wouldn't even say that. I did approach Ross. I approached him twice, maybe once. But I approached him and asked him if he wanted to come back. So the door's open. Like, I apologized to him.
Yeah.
The door is open for you to come back. If you want to come back, like, by all means, you can come back. The door is open for you. And he said he had too much going on. He didn't want to commit to it, which is completely understandable. And funnily enough, I messaged him the day of, I still don't even know how to say it. Is it retribute or retribute? Yeah. I actually messaged him that day before he even got announced, and I basically was saying, look, I want you to come back.
Yeah, the door's still open.
Yeah, like, let's do this, let's make it work. And he basically said, there's a new org that come out and I'm really interested and I'm probably going to join them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is it Nick's org? And he said, would it matter if it was? I said, no, not at all. I said, why would I care? And it got announced, and I can't remember who actually messaged me. I think I might be speaking to Tempos about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, are you annoyed that Ross is back and he hasn't joined university? And I said, no. I would be annoyed if he left on good, like, we left on good terms, and he's basically just said no. But then again, I can't be annoyed at him. If it's something that he wants to venture into, he wants to start afresh, I can't hate him for wanting him to do his own thing with other people when I was the one that ruined that in the first place. I can't be annoyed about it, but I'm glad Ross is back. He's got too much talent.
Yeah.
He can't waste that. He's got so much that he wants to do that he generally can. He generally can. If he commits himself to it, he can do it. I'm just glad to see him back.
That's fair enough, and I respect it. Now, obviously, the other person, which is great, it's interesting and juicy, is Matrix. Now, this man fell off the face of the earth. He's MIA. He's just disappeared. And, of course, Matrix, at the time, what was he in the Versity?
He was an owner.
Okay, so Matrix was an owner with you, and obviously, well, I suppose at that point it was Matrix after you got rid of Ross. And then Matrix went MIA, and of course, he still to this day owes you money. Obviously, we're not going to disclose how much money he does owe you, because that's just your private stuff, and that's, you know, your personal reasons. But obviously, he still does owe you money as well, and he just went MIA. What the hell happened with that one?
So, we had like I said, we wanted to release the apparel months ago. We had so much planned, and Matrix said to me that he would help me pay for things. And he said, yeah, I'll help you pay for this, I'll help you pay for that. And I covered him. I covered his side. He said he was going to uni, and he said he would be back in a week. Yeah. I've gone as far as back as I can in the staff chat, and I was reading through all the messages, and he literally said, I will be back in a week.
Mm-hmm.
This man came back after a week and said, not even a week. It was more than a week. It was a week and a half, 2 weeks. And he said, sorry, I've been really, really busy. And then we were like, yeah, no, it's cool, it's cool. He was back for about 2-3 days. And this man dropped off the face of the earth, and he was gone. He was gone for about a month and a half.
Yeah.
And after he said he would pay for things that he never paid for. And so I thought, he's my partner, I trust him, he'll come back and he'll pay me for the things that I've paid for, which he agreed to pay for. And this, he came back and he said to me, I don't owe you anything. It's your choice what you spend your money on.
Okay, and obviously you, at that point, you two were both under the agreement with each other that, you know, you would foot the bill and obviously he would pay you back in a certain amount of time. And obviously when he come back, he essentially just said, no, like, it's your fault.
Correct.
And still to this day, like, he hasn't gave you the money or anything?
We had a little bit of a disagreement on the timeline the other day, which some people probably would have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he tweeted something about, if you want to earn money on FedEx or something like that, I don't really care. I'm not really interested in it. So, And I said, well, now you're earning money, maybe you can give me my money back that you owe me. And of course, that created a massive spiral. And he then said, I don't owe you money and all this, it's your choice what you spend your money on. We were going back and forth, loads of different, with loads of different things we were just throwing at each other.
Yeah.
And at the time, like, I'm going to be brutally honest here, because this is one of like the main things that he said in the argument. And he basically just said to me, after we were going back and forth, I helped pay for your, like, I got paid, what, in a couple of days. And me and my girlfriend at the time, we split up and I was back at home and I didn't get paid for a couple of days. And everything we did, like, together, like, I didn't have any money at the time. And I said, I will pay you back in a couple of days. And he brought that up. And he said, I was paying for your food. And this is how you repay me. And I said, no, that is not the case at all. And I said, and every single penny I paid you back as well. And he said, but you haven't paid me back. And we basically just went back and forth with each other. And he basically just kept saying to me that I've never promised. His words were, I never promised that I would pay for it. I only told you I would. I didn't promise.
So in Call of Duty terms, he broke GA.
Effectively.
Basically. So he's basically brought up the past from when obviously he helped you out and obviously you've paid him back.
Yeah.
But then vice versa, he's obviously trying to use that as like a sort of gloating thing where, you know, I've helped you, but obviously you're paying him back and now he's sort of just not paying you back at all.
Yeah, not at all.
And like, there's no much, there's really nothing much further than that, is there? He just broke GA and that's it.
Yeah, no, there's like, it was just so, so bad. And like at the end of the day, I don't want to go into it too much further, but.
No, yeah, it's understandable.
At the end of the day, he can either choose to pay it or he doesn't pay it. It's either way, I'm probably not going to see that money again. But I just feel like the way he took it and the way he approached everything was, especially when he was meant to be my partner at the time, was rude, and he should have handled it a little bit better. But at the end of the day, it's not really much else.
I mean, even though it's a sucky situation, at least you learn a lesson out.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day, so you can always thank him for that. Now, of course, guys, that pretty much covers everything that I have for Shep. So we are going to throw it to questions on Twitter for him. And of course, as I've said, if you have anything in the Twitch chat to you guys that are watching now, if you want to ask him anything, obviously, if it's related, we'll do the, you know, someone's going to put something stupid in there. I suppose we'll do it. But if you want to drop something in there, feel free to. We will start with Twitter, Shep. And the first question is coming in from Fizz30. What made you start an organization?
Like I touched on before, it's just like, as many people probably know, the only Call of Duty I'm good at is Ghosts. That is the only Call of Duty I'm good at.
Yeah.
But Organ is just something that I don't know. I just have a passion in it. I really, really liked it. And people knew me for running an organization. And that's what I like. That's what. I want people to look at me and go, oh, that's Shep. But yeah, I want to be known. I just want to
be successful.
I want people to look at me and go, he's done bits there. That's all I want.
Understandable. I have to ask this one because it's amazing. What do we think of LG?
Shit.
And what do we think of shit?
LG.
Thank you.
Who even asked that?
That was coming from N Lethal.
Yeah, of course. You. Of course. From, good old Nick.
Captain Misfit, which org would you collab with? So in terms, I'm guessing you mean in terms of content. We'll just say in terms of content.
If it all depends. I don't know. It depends if it's AM, if it's if we're going AM,
and no, say anybody at all.
100 Thieves, eh?
Yeah,
easily.
Completely agree.
100, but if we're going amateur, there's only one organization that I would actually merge with if I wanted to merge, and that'd be Socially. Not just because I'm on the podcast.
Not collab, not merge. Collab.
Collab. Oh, not collab. Oh, shit. Yeah, again, it would be socially.
Yeah.
Everything about socially, I love. Like, I'm not just saying this because I'm on the podcast. I know Jamie's there licking his lips.
100%.
Yeah, easily. But, 100%. I just love the socially lot. Like, especially Jamie. I've got so much love for Jamie, so much time for Jamie. Like, he's just one of the most genuine people you'll ever meet. That's why I've got so much love for socially.
Yeah. King Rezzy is asking, what's the plans for the best 18-plus team in the AMC? And, of course, he's talking about the varsity.
So yeah, I think he's doing his own whole whore. I meant horn. For fuck's sake.
Someone clip it. Once
again. For fuck's sake.
Clips out of him today. He's doing brilliant. But, yeah, what's your plans for the 18-plus team? Obviously, there might be some stuff you don't want to release, so you can briefly touch upon it if you want to.
Like I said, I want... like content coming out of everyone, like content out of everyone's ears. I want, obviously, there's going to be content when we go to lands and things, but there's numerous different things that I want, not just for the 18 plus team, but for everyone as well, which the 18 plus team will be brought into as well. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I don't want to release it, like, on here. Yeah, not yet.
That's fair enough. We're going to merge two questions here coming in from Stubbsy and Hyper because they're similar. One addition you'd love to add to Niversity. So that can be in terms of anything, anybody.
Oh, it's so hard. Because if there was two...
Okay, two, I'll give you two.
Two, right. Stop seeing Jamie. Easily.
Jamie is in Crossy or...?
Sorry, Jamie. I'm so sorry. He's
Jamie?
He's dead.
Socially.
Yeah. Okay. Jamie and Stubbs, I just feel like with them two, especially with the staff team that we've now got, with them two, it would just be so good. There'll be so many different ideas flying out of different ways, so many things that would be getting done in different departments. Like Stubbs brings that aspect of CSGO. He's invested in CSGO. He knows what is good, what isn't. He brings that different aspect, and me and Jamie merging with content ideas, I just think everything would be fantastic. Like, them two, 100%. No doubt in my mind.
Okay. Next question coming from Peak Canny. I hope I'm saying that right. Do you see this as a career or a... Do you think you're a big step into the next level?
You broke out, didn't you? You just said career then.
So he said, do you see this as a career or a hobby? And if it's a career, when do you think you'll take that big next step into that next level?
And then I'll be both.
Yeah.
I want... that's what I want. It's a hobby that you want to turn into a full-time job. When... is there really a next level in this sort of thing? I mean, you can...
Yeah.
There is no...
I feel like it's just at your pace. Like
it's
where you want to take it.
Everyone grows at different times. They grow at different speeds. For me, there's no additional step that you need to take saying, yeah, they've done this, they've done that. There's no that one big leap. I'd say it's the progress, it's the foundation that makes the organization. But I would want it as a career, yes. Okay. I think most people in this game would love this as a career.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to do their hobby.
100%.
It's just not something that people look at and go, oh, I just play this because I want to. I wouldn't do it full time. I'm pretty sure everyone that is playing right now would love to do it as a full time job.
So, I mean, some people are still, you know, they're finding their footing. Some people, they don't want it. They're doing what they're doing now, but it's what they don't want to do. For example,
well, look at Sebi and Deidre's.
Well, exactly.
Both of them took that leap, and they're both doing incredible.
100%. It's just
to both of them.
Some people are still finding out what they want to do, and of course, Ramsey coming in with a question as well. What happened to the Fortnite team with Six, etc.?
There was numerous things, really, but I think the main one was Six. Six is a great player. Don't get me wrong, but he It's exactly the same with JMR as well. Like all the Fortnite roster. So we had JMR, we had Babyface, mm-hmm. and we had Six. All fantastic players. All got along with them really, really well. Obviously, JMR and Babyface are both my IRLs. But to say they're both my IRLs and they're that cracked at playing Fortnite is just incredible. But especially as JMR's an absolute granddad as well. But they're both like incredible players. And I'd say it's more JMR and Six where they felt like they've learned as much as they could within the squad they had, but they wanted to venture into other squads so they could learn off them and better themselves, which we can offer them at university.
Yeah.
We had three set players where if they were learning off each other, they've already limited that. If anything, they went over that limit. They couldn't mm-hmm. learn any more off each other. Which is completely understandable. I can offer them that.
Yeah.
I couldn't say, like Poker, for instance, they've got numerous Fortnite players, which incredible SNG. They could learn off those players. They mm-hmm. can't. They won't learn anything at diversity because I didn't know the esports. There's no way that I could have looked at it and gone, we should do this, we should do that to help them. My main sole knowledge was coming off JMR.
Yeah.
Because he had so much knowledge, which at the end of the day, I can't really do as an owner.
Yeah.
But now I'm learning Fortnite and I'm learning more and more about it. That's when I decided, you know what, we're going to venture back into it.
And that's one thing that I can happily say. I've always credited you in. You don't make false promises. There's a lot of people out there that will drop the, you know, yeah, we can do this, we can do that. We can pay you this, we can give you this, we can fund you here, etc. But obviously, a lot of it is false promises these days. So one thing I do credit you in, good sir, is obviously you know when to sort of draw the line, etc.
I'm on bus.
It's a good trait to have. Next question coming in from Higgsy. Going to give you a little bit of a shout out. You know why, you're my guy. Mm-hmm. Where do you see university getting the most growth? Esports or content creation?
Both. I reckon if one goes, the others will go with it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just going to be one-sided. I think both of them are going to go up together. Same pace, same time, same level. That's not what I want. I don't want the content to be outshining the esports. I don't want the esports to be outshining the content. If one goes, the others are going as well. I'm not just going to put my sole focus on esports. I'm not going to put my sole focus on content.
Mm-hmm.
They're both going together.
I respect that. Moonlight is asking, favourite newcomers of Novartu? I'm guessing all of them.
I don't have any favourites, and yeah. I don't know why you're asking that. but I don't have any favourites, and I don't have any favourites of previously being in university. Everyone that has been part of the upcoming, the foundation of university, I'm grateful for. Everyone is my favourite. Everyone that's been in university, is joining university, or is going to be in university, they're my favourite. They're helping. Yeah. They're helping, they're supporting. That's all I want.
That's the correct answer to not get anyone jealous. Ramsey said, I need to know Kai's POV on what happened. Six, please. And another person said his POV on what happened with X Fortnite roster. I'm pretty sure you just gave that.
Yeah, I've just said that. Yeah.
I'm not sure what else you were looking for, Ramsey, but he has basically just mentioned it. Is there any other games you'll be looking to branch into? He did answer that earlier. Of course, you're not going to release that information.
I'm not going to release that yet.
He's not going to release that information. So, what I am at orgs other than the Versity will have a big 2020 surge, basically throw some free gas to someone.
I'd say there's two.
Yeah.
That I've really got my three. And as much as I want to say Nick's org, I want Nick to prove me wrong, so I'm not going to mention him.
Yeah.
Nick is just exactly the same as me. He comes to a hurdle, backs off, no more. He doesn't know what he wants to do. He closes it down. That's exactly what I've done. So I'm not going to mention Nick because I want him to prove me wrong and I want him to do bits.
Yeah.
Socially, again, not saying that because I'm on the podcast, but socially, buzzkill. And even though they've had a slight dip, I still reckon No Identity can still do bits. And I'm hoping they can do bits. Like I've always said, minor setbacks, major comebacks.
Thank you for mentioning that as well, actually. A little preview for you guys at home. Shout out. Coming up this Wednesday, we have our brand new series starting on the Pusher Media podcast called The Truth. This is a series where we will essentially be interviewing people where, you know, they have a certain side of the story that they want to get released. So, for example, I'm pretty sure everybody's up to date with what happened over at No Identity. A lot of back and forth arguments, and a lot of people have been leaving. We will have the owner of No Identity on Wednesday. And this series is completely all bullshit aside, straight to the truth. I won't be holding back, so let's hope people can hold the questions and answer them. But thank you for mentioning that, because I can plug it a little bit there.
You're welcome.
Moonlight said, what is the future of Niversity going to look like? Bright, I imagine.
I don't even want to get at it, because no one, not even myself, can predict what's going to happen. It can either go really well, or it can take a massive dip. Yeah. No one can predict it, but I hope it's going to be bright. I'm having a positive mindset with Enefrin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't want to jinx myself or don't want to say something that I don't believe. So.
I respect it, of course. That's, I'm pretty sure, all the Twitch questions. Then we'll move over to Twitter, because we have a few of these here as well. We'll try rapid fire these. Who is your favorite content creator under Niversity? That's coming in from Brick.
Like I said, I don't have a favourite. I've never had a favourite member, a favourite content creator. I can't answer that because I don't have one.
Jamie Ryan Birch, when are you coming to At Socially Esports?
Never. You've got to come to Niversity, baby.
The B-Face said, am I the best Fortnite controller player?
No. No.
You're talented. He'll say you're talented.
Yeah, you're just class.
Yeah.
I can't. Between him and Jason, they both bring different aspects. Like, Jack mechanically, which is babyface, is mechanically better than JMR. Mm-hmm. JMR in game is better than Jack.
Yeah.
JMR brings a lot more common sense with battle royales, like from Blackout, the Blackout days, the Fortnite days before Blackout, and just in general, JMR's got so much knowledge there, and Jack mechanically is just incredible. He's an absolute crack addict when it comes to mechanicals and Fortnite. So they're both just as good.
Mm-hmm. Capster said, we're getting Christmas gifts out here. Has a nice ring to it, so
yeah.
Are we going to see Santa Shep this year or
Santa Shep? I've got the belly for it. I can't grow facial hair, so that's not going to happen. If you're lucky, you might get a few prezzies.
I can't really say that once it's from Johnny, but you know about. United Plug said, best people you've worked with?
Ross.
Yeah.
Josh, Floppy Penguin. Nate, easily. Nate's so underrated. He's incredible. Loved working with Nate. Matt, Dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Boffers. I loved working with Boffers.
I love working with Boffers too.
Nova. I loved working with Nova as well.
I'm not sure I'm saying this right. DLamerf_50 said, who wins Saturday, AJ or Ruiz in the Reach, if you're a boxing fan?
Delamer, yeah. He's one of my mates.
Okay.
It's kind of hard because Joshua's getting absolutely battered by his sparring partner.
Mm-hmm.
So, I reckon Ruiz could take it again. I reckon he will.
But Brad, favourite squirrel?
You broke up again, didn't you?
Brad said, favourite breed of squirrel?
Squirrel.
Yeah, squirrel. My man is not a zoologist. Tempos said, since Radiant has folded, what org except Niversity would you love to be a part of?
Socially.
Throughout the orgs, who has been the best pickup, best member, and most driven to help the org? So I'm guessing he's mean, who have you picked up that has been the best member and the most driven to help the org? I think you pretty much said that you won't give favourites.
Yeah, I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't say there's a best member, but
everybody helps. So.
Yeah, the most driven. There's a few, but there's one that always outshone the rest, which was Brick.
Brick.
He's always, like, even after he left Niversity, he was on my case. Like, Shep, you need to release that video. Shep, you need to release that video. You need to do this. You need to, like, he was on my case. And yeah. I was just like, Brick, fuck off. But he helped, Brick helped me out a lot. So I would say the most driven, even when he wasn't in.
Okay, back to the Twitch questions. We'll have two more questions coming in from you guys when we wrap it. Pete Kenny said, if you had an offer from a larger org, for example, Buzzkill, SNG, etc., and it offered a paid career now, would you take it and leave Niversity behind?
No.
Really?
I wouldn't.
I respect that.
I want to be in that position myself. It depends how far down the line I am. But at this current situation, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I respect that. Is Johnny Kidd your favourite streamer?
Oh, I love Johnny, but I don't have a favourite. I love Johnny, he's so funny. But Johnny, I'm going to say this on the podcast, I will not send you nudes.
That's the question that I skipped out.
Yeah, I knew you were going to skip that.
Poker 6666. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love me?
E16, so 0. I am not trying to catch a case.
There's that. FPT Shep said, let's do some GBs tonight.
I'll have to carry him again.
And we'll have the final question now, guys. Brad GWH, views on the content team and the diversity in it. You touched on this earlier, but I'm guessing it wasn't. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's still exactly the same. Like, every single member brings different aspects. I love the content team. All of them together with all of their ideas. Throwing mine and Josh's in the mix as well. I just think we can do absolute bits, and I'm really looking forward, really excited to the future.
I respect it. Of course, guys, that is, I'm pretty sure we've got time for the questions we have been through, and I'm pretty sure we've covered everything, the history and future of Niversity. So, of course, Shep, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Shedding your history, your future, and some of your little intel plans. We got a few. We got a few out of you.
Got a few, yeah.
So there's a few that people can expect. So, of course, plug yourself. Where can people find you? Where can people find Niversity?
Not bothered about me. Just go follow Niversity. NEVERSITY. Yeah, no, mate, I can't spell it in my head.
We won't clip that one. We'll let you off with that one. it is there in the chat, guys. Push Media Team, put that in. So go and put that in your Twitter and give those guys a follow. But
also make sure to go follow socially as well. The guys are doing absolute bits. Go follow Connor. Incredible host. Incredible caster. Make sure to go watch him on Malta as well.
Guy does bits.
Yeah, but thanks for Pusher Media for having me on. Make sure to hit that follow button from them as well. They're doing the same podcasts, not just with, obviously, me on it. But, really good podcast, and it was a pleasure to be a part of.
Of course, guys, that is it for today. Once again, Shep, thank you for coming on. The history and future of Niversity. You can find this episode, if you have come into it, halfway through YouTube, I believe, either tonight or tomorrow. Of course, Pushing Media, we will tweet about it when it is out. So, of course, follow our Twitter as well. And, of course, follow Social Esports. And yet again, another shout out to them for powering this podcast and powering these interviews that we host for you guys, giving you guys a little bit of more content for the community. But before we head off, once again, Wednesday, we have our brand new series starting called The Truth. I spoke about it earlier. I'll go a little bit more into it now so you guys are prepared for it. Not every Wednesday. It's going to be when a certain scenario or scene happens in our community. For example, No Identity, they have been through a bit of a rough patch. They've been sort of exposed from both sides, from the owner. He's exposed a few people, and people have been exposing him through a little domestic that has been happening. Of course, we're going to have him on the podcast Wednesday, where I will not essentially grilling him, but it's a podcast where all bullshit is going to be cut aside. It's not going to be your normal interview like you'll be seeing every Monday. It's going to be getting to the bottom of the truth, no matter how harsh, no matter how serious it is. That is what we plan to bring for you guys. But of course, once again, thank you to everybody that tuned in for all the questions we had as well, and of course, to Shep for giving us your time and coming on. That is it from us though this week, guys. Thank you, and we'll see you next Monday with a brand new episode.